Good morning, everyone. Today is the 8th of September, Thursday morning. And Mark is ready to read the 5th chapter of Romans today. Now, 5th chapter of Romans is another one of those portions of the Bible that many, many people deny. And why is it that they deny the 5th chapter of Romans? Because if they have upheld the 5th chapter of Romans, they'd have to believe in the doctrine of original sin. I had a guy one time tell me, nobody's going to make me responsible for Adam's sin. Okay.
I'm only responsible for the sins I commit, not somebody else commit.
Well, he doesn't believe in total depravity. He doesn't believe in the fall. He doesn't believe that in Adam all died. And this is what the 5th chapter of Romans teaches. And there are many, many Arminians that deny the fifth chapter of Romans. Okay. It says that God commended his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But he goes on and says, now I don't know how this guy that says you can't hold me responsible for Adam's sins, what does he do with this verse? Verse 12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Who was that one man? It was Adam. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Yes, we all commit actual sin, but do I need to remind people that we are born and conceived in sin? That's what David said. You know. And he says, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. Okay. Well, death reigned not only from Adam to Moses, but death reigned from Adam down to the last person that's ever been born on the face of this earth. Well, as in Adam all died, okay, what do we find about, well, that all have been made alive in Christ, who are God's people? Not all men have been made alive. Not all men are born again. Not all men have been forgiven of sin. And so, the Arminians want it both ways. They want to believe that they're not responsible for Adam's sin, and they want to believe that Christ died for all men without exception, and both of those theological constructs are lies. So Mark is going to read this for us this morning and ask yourself the question, do you believe the 5th chapter of Romans?
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand, rejoice, and hope the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed upon our hearts by the Holy Ghost given unto us. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Scarcely for a righteous man one die, yet peradventure for a good man some will even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God with the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom we have now received the atonement. We're forced by one man sin into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned for Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is a figure of him that was to come. But not as an offense, so also as a free gift. For through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God than the gift by grace, just by one man, Jesus Christ, abounded unto many. Not as it was by one that sinned, so is a gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation. The free gift is of many offenses, and a justification, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign alive by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men and the justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. For the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned into death, even so might grace reign through righteousness and eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord.
Okay, so I hope you all have a good day today.